Uh-oh. A special song here for our next guest. Our boy Mac, Mark Anthony, KLAFC, gonna get married. What's up? Congratulations.
Thank you.
How'd you do it?
Yeah, I worked with Ace Hotel downtown and basically got the rooftop to ourselves. Made her think that we were doing a couple's photo shoot, but I had everyone like in on the plan, and then we had a private dinner on the rooftop together after. So it was pretty
damn.
Nice.
Look at you, dog.
Baller.
You only get to do it once, right? So
yeah,
had to do it good.
Good for you.
That is amazing. Now, here, let me ask you a question, because, you know, I do the Ace all the time. Did you go with the oysters? Did you have a cake? Like, what did you do food-wise?
So we have a meal. The meal was specifically designed for us. So it was five courses. We had oysters to start off with. Then we had some burrata. Then we had swordfish, steak, with some potatoes, kale salad, and finished off with this kind of apple caramel dessert. So it was really good.
Wait. Did she say yes?
Yes, she said yes.
Okay, all right.
The dinner was the one that, you know, swung it for me, so.
There you go.
Dinner with your Georgia? Okay, I see
Were
you,
Were you nervous?
Yeah, you know, leading up to it, I was okay. And then when it was my time to actually, you know, say my proposal speech, there was a good 10-second delay of silence. So I was trying to find the words, but other than that, it was okay. I had so many people helping me, which was great.
That's awesome. Man.
Now, was there a date set anytime soon, or is it like you just locked it in, but you know you're gonna figure out the date later?
Yeah, no, we're gonna figure it out later. We got plenty of time.
Now, do you want George and I to like broadcast live from the wedding?
Ooh,
or
that'd be great.
That'd be pretty cool, honestly. And I'd have to talk to her and see how she feels about it, but I'm kind of open to that.
Okay, cool. We could do that. We could do that. And we could bring Tim Hortons, just make you feel at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be nice, man. I need some part of Canada right now. That'd be amazing.
There you go. All right. Mac, man, I'm excited for you. So
thank you.
What how did the family feel? How did your extended family feel? Did anyone give you any extra love? Like, what did the team say?
No, they were all excited. You know, my mom especially, she said the photos made her cry. She was so happy, which is cool. My brothers, you know, they're too cool for this getting married stuff right now. So they just said congrats, and that was it. And then, yeah, her family was so excited. Obviously, they've known about our, you know, the extent of our relationship and where it's been going over the past year, which is nice. And then my teammates actually, I told them the day was going to happen and stuff, so they knew for a while now.
That's awesome.
So awesome. Now,
thank you.
I know we're all up in your personal business, but I got lots of questions.
Yeah, let's go. Keep going.
So
that's what we're here for. We're all like family around here.
So are you getting married in America or are you getting married in Canada?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be here in California.
There we go.
Obviously,
there
I've been here for 3 years now, and I know my friends love California and love being able to travel over here, so it'd be a pretty cool destination for everyone to come here and enjoy the wedding.
Oh, yeah. We got to make this happen for you. Like you know, you could do, like, something fancy, like in Malibu. Like, there's places you can go, man. You know,
we
can make this happen.
There's a lot of options. So, yeah, I'm going to leave that up to Rachel to kind of lead that category of everything, but no, we're excited.
Oh, that is actually the next piece of advice I was going to give you, which is that, and LZ can do the same, is let Rachel do all the things she wants to do, and you make sure you just keep saying, honey, whatever you need from me, I'm here for you. And then that's it. That usually absolves you from everything else.
Yeah. Your job is to brush your teeth.
It sounds pretty easy.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty easy. Show up on time and just look a little pretty, and I'm good to go.
Right. Just now, make sure you go to the tastings, though. That's always the best part.
Yeah, exactly.
Last question for you, brother.
Yeah.
Are the colors going to be black and gold?
Oh.
Ooh. you know, I don't know. I can't predict the future, so I don't know if black and gold will be the theme of that wedding. You know, it's in a couple years for sure. So, you know, a lot of things could happen then.
That's a good answer. It was almost the best answer. The best answer, yeah, of course, is whatever Rachel decides.
Yeah, that is always the best answer. Yes.
But you were really close, so I'm going to give you points for it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm still learning. I'm still learning, guys. Give me time.
Yeah. All right. So how are you feeling beyond obviously excited for being engaged, but how are you feeling physically?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm maybe about, I would say, like 70-75%. Trained today with the team, which was nice. Full training. You know, had a conversation with Bob, and we'll see what Sunday looks like to see whether or not I get some minutes. But you know, the most important game for me to be ready for is the first playoff game, which is nice. We get a 2-week break, not break, but 2-week lead up into it. So yeah, all positives right now, and looking forward to Sunday to see if I'll be in the 18, and if not, then I'll be ready for the playoff game, 100%.
I'm glad you mentioned playoffs, because I want to be petty for a second. Uh-huh. Your crosstown rivals are not going to the postseason. They fire their coach. They're in complete shambles. Do you keep your eye on how they're falling apart, or do you not care?
We obviously see it, because we see what goes around the league, but we try not to worry too much about that, because at the end of the day, it's on what we can do as a club and not on the bad results of other teams. So we see it. We know what they're going through. It's not fun, you know, but we just got to focus on ourselves.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, obviously still a wacky season. You know, your last match against San Jose was postponed because of positive tests and whatnot. Like, how would you best assess the challenges that you guys are facing, really from game to game and match to match?
Yeah, I just think over the entire year we've lacked consistency, which has not allowed us to continue our momentum. And then when things like COVID cases come into the building, or you know, games being rescheduled or going to Orlando, we haven't done a good enough job to set ourselves up in a good position to deal with things like that. So with a season like this, things are not going to go your way, but you hope that when things are normal, you can take care of business. And unfortunately, we haven't done that, like I said, as consistently as this year. So we're hoping that, you know, we can have a good performance on Sunday and then really just buckle down for the playoffs.
You guys are on the cusp of having your second consecutive Golden Boot winner. Is this a, you know, fluke, or is this a byproduct of Bob's system?
No, we are an attacking team. You know, even if you look at it right now, the stats of the league, we obviously are not playing to our best of abilities, like I said, consistently, but we are one of the top scoring teams in the league. And it's crazy. Like last year, I don't know how many goals we had, maybe 70 something or 60 something. And this year we have 45, and you know, and Diego has contributed to 14 of those. So it's definitely the way we play. We're a very attack-minded team. So we're excited that, you know, again, we can have someone in the leading up to maybe winning that Golden Boot again.
So you're about to finish out the 2020 regular season campaign this Sunday against the Timbers on MLS Decision Day 2020. Presented by AT&T. We kick off at Bank of California Stadium, slated for 3:30. And people can check it out on TV, on Fox Sports 1, of course, on radio here. What should we know about this Timbers squad?
They cross the ball a lot. You know, they love getting the ball out wide and putting crosses in. They actually, I think there's a stat that they have the most headed goals this year. So they're not afraid to just whip balls in. And I think that's definitely a task for any team defensively when you're going up against that. And plus, they're trying to win the Western Conference, so this will be a big game for them.
You know, back at Juneteenth, you know, the black players of MLS came together to form a coalition. We know that the bank was a voting polling location. What has this season been like for you as a black player in this sport with everything that's been going on, and now it seems as if we're kind of wrapping up in terms of like the election and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I think this year has, in a positive way, through all the stuff going on, has shown our ability as athletes to really take initiative to be vocal within our communities. So I think, you know, no one could predict a year like this or prepare for a year like this, but it shows people's true characters and true values when they have to deal with tough times. So, you know, specifically for me, I feel like I've taken, you know, a stance on what I believe in and how I want people to try and live their lives and enjoy other people's differences. So, yeah, you can't prepare for it, but I think that's something we've taken out of this year, that now we are going to hold people accountable and try to continue to push this for a better world, you know, more positive change.
Here he is, our man, Mark Anthony K. New man right now after getting engaged. And, of course, the team is riding high. And, again, their final match of the regular season this Sunday against the Portland Timbers. You can check it out on TV at 3:30 on Fox Sports 1. And, of course, right here on 710 ESPN. Congratulations, my man. Thank you so much for always
Thank
making time for us. And we will
yes,
talk
sir.
To you soon.
Of course. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too. See
hey,
you, man.
Brother, you good. Too. Congratulations. Yo, Laura, drop that beat again, girl.
Yeah, yeah. Give it to us one more time. Bam, 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 bam.
Baby, let's get
Yeah. So, Mac, by the way, joined us in the Celebrity Hotline presented by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. LZ, are you ready for picks?
To get married?
For picks against the spread.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, you've already married. You can do it again if you want. I don't know if Steve's up for it, but it's up to you.
Well, I mean, I've already gotten married twice already.
Right,
so
right.
Yeah. I'm three strikes and you're out.
Okay. All right, picks against the spread. Here's the deal. One of you plays against us. Caller 7 right now will play picks against the spread against us, and you will automatically win a cooler worth $200 from our friends at Corona, okay? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. We have five games. You have to pick the five games against us. You automatically win. But if you get the highest score, you come back next week. That's how this works. So we'll play that next. We're back in 4 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN on a Friday. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you I also saw Quavo at this this
what?
Event?
Yeah, was he I trying did. Out for a team?
No, but I did. I did see Quavo at that same Clutch pro day, and I did talk to him actually.
What did he say? What do you guys talk about?
He was there for Anthony Edwards because you know he's from Atlanta. So.
Oh, that's right. Well, you know, whenever you say Anthony Edwards, I think about ER.
Right. No, I know. I do, too. But this Anthony Edwards has way more hops.
Well, I didn't see the doctor jump, so I can't really verify that.
That show was so good, right?
It was so good.
I mean, that show, that show is not in syndication, right?
You know what? I have not seen it anywhere. That is true.
That is one of those shows that was so good, but I've never seen it in syndication. I wonder why that's the case.
I don't know, because out of all the medical shows.
It's like, the best one.
Like Grey's Anatomy and ER were the two that I think about. I don't think about like the other ones.
Yeah, I don't get into Grey's Anatomy. It never was my thing.
Yeah. You know, I knew people on the show, so I think that was part of it too.
Yeah. Oh, you that's know? Different. Yeah, when you know somebody for sure.
Yeah.
Are you ready for picks against the spread?
Not really, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay, Greg, what are the standings right now? Before we go to Cody Cody is in Palmdale, Laura, you said? Okay, we'll get to Cody in a second. But, Greg, give us the standings here real quick.
So, right now, I'm leading with 62. Sedano, you're right behind with 61. Mm-hmm. LZ's got 54. So
I'm right behind, too.
Yep, you're within striking distance. And Laura's got 46.
Oh, Laura.
Well, she's far behind.
Yeah. It's okay.
She's it's having some trouble.
So here's the deal. This is how
if
we
you
play.
You rode a bike, you'd probably be at a big dude. Yeah.
This is how we play every week. We have five games that are selected. We try to get the Raiders, Chargers, and Rams in there. This week, no Rams. They're on a bye. The Raiders and Chargers are playing against each other. So we have five games, and we pick the games against each other versus the spread. However, to add a point system to this, we assign a confidence vote to it. Since there are five games, the game we pick against the spread we are most confident in, we assign that a 5. And the game we are least confident in, we assign it a 1. And you can only use the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 once. So you get one number for each game. That's how it works. All right, so the first game – oh, actually, let's get Cody. Cody in Palmdale up. Cody, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. I'm doing good.
Congratulations on winning the cooler, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so you know how to play, yes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So our first game, Raiders versus Chargers. It is a pick 'em actually right now. So all you got to do is pick a team. This one is very easy. LZ, we will start with you.
Raiders versus Chargers. I'm going to go with the Chargers because I am team coach Len.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with a 2 here because okay. The Raiders are actually good.
Okay, fair enough. Greg Bergman, known Raider fan.
I am going with the Raiders, and just because it is the Chargers, I'm putting a big old 5 on that.
Oh, look at you. You are letting your emotions get the best of you. Your emotions. Oh, God. You now for sure the Chargers are winning this game.
No, I don't like that at all. No, they're winning.
Now for sure the Chargers are winning. Laura?
I'm doing Chargers, too.
Okay. And Cody, where are you going? Raiders or Chargers, and what number will you assign to it?
Raiders, 2.
Okay. I am
there
also
you go, Cody.
Going Chargers, and that will also be my 2. So everyone but Greg seems to not be very confident about this game.
You guys all lost.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. All right. You might be out of this very quickly. So then we've got next the Ravens and the Colts. The Ravens are traveling to take on Phillip Rivers and the Colts. That game is also a pick 'em right now. It opened at Ravens -3, and it's down to a pick 'em. So LZ, where are you going? Ravens or Colts?
I know it's a pick 'em, but I'm going to pick him. And by him, I mean Mr. Jackson. I'm going Ravens, and that's my 4.
Okay, Greg?
I got Ravens also, and that's my 3.
Okay, Laura?
I got Ravens 3.
And Cody?
Ravens 4.
I also have the Ravens. I don't see them losing after that heartbreak loss to Pittsburgh. And that is my 5. I think the Ravens are going to take care of business. Next, we have the Seahawks and the Bills. The Seahawks are 2.5-point favorites on the road against the Bills. LZ.
Go Hawks, and that's my 5.
Okay, there you go. So, Greg?
I do not trust the Hawks defense. I'm going Bills 2.
Ooh, okay. Laura?
I'm going Bills 4.
Oh, man. Okay.
No wonder you're losing.
I'll take my L's, man.
All right. I am also – oh, no, Cody. Cody, go ahead. You go.
Bills 1.
Bills 1. Not very confident in the Bills. I normally like to go with the home dog, and the Bills are home dogs in this case. But I'm going with LZ. I think the Seahawks, Russell Wilson, he has burned me too many times already this year. I am not picking against that man again. Seahawks -2.5 for me, and that is my 4. That is my 4. Next, we have the Dolphins and the Cardinals. The Dolphins would just beat the Rams. The Cardinals, who have been fantastic. They have the number one offense in the NFL so far this season. LZ Granderson, the Dolphins and Cardinals. Cardinals are 4.5-point favorites at home against the Dolphins. Where are you going?
I'm going to go with the Cardinals, and that's my 3. I know they beat the Rams, but in the second half, they couldn't move the ball at all. So... I'm going to go with the Cardinals in 3.
Okay, Greg?
I'm going with the Cardinals, and that's my 4.
Ooh, Greg really likes the Cardinals.
I don't trust the defense against that Cardinal offense.
Okay, fair enough. Laura?
I'm going Cardinals, and that's my 5.
Whoa!
Damn! Okay.
Good Lord. You guys have a lot more confidence in the Cardinals than I do. I don't have any confidence in either side, to be honest with you. So that's why I chose the Dolphins just because...
Wait. Like... Cody.
Oh, I'm sorry. Darn it. Cody, go ahead.
I'm going to follow the lead to go with Cardinals with 5.
Wow.
There you go.
Good man.
Cody's very confident. You guys are very confident in the Cardinals. What did you pick again, LZ? Cardinals what?
Cardinals 3.
Okay. You're not that. You're like okay confident on them.
Okay confident. Exactly.
Yeah, I have no confidence in either team, as I mentioned. I am going to pick the Dolphins because I'll just take points. Give me the underdog in this situation. I'll take some points. I feel like their defense will keep them in it, but I'm only giving it a 1. I'm not that confident at all.
You're not at all.
In either side. And then our last game, the Saints and Bucks on Sunday Night Football. Drew Brees versus Tom Brady. Michael Thomas will be back. Keyshawn's nephew will be back in uniform for the Saints. That has been confirmed. Drew Brees will be starting despite some shoulder issues earlier this week. LZ Granderson, where are you going? Saints or Bucks? Bucks are 4.5-point favorites at home against New Orleans.
I'm going with Tom Terrific, but not by much. That's my 1.
Okay. Greg?
I'm going exactly the same as LZ. I got Bucks 1.
Okay. Laura?
Saints 1.
Saints 1. Cody?
Bucks 3.
Bucks 3. I have the Saints, and that is my 3. So those are the 5 games that we pick. Cody, best of luck to you. If you beat us all, you come back next week, but you don't get an extra cooler, but you just come back for bragging rights, okay?
That's awesome, guys.
All right, we're going to put you on hold. Congrats again for
Let's give that man a T-shirt.
Yeah, give him a T-shirt, too. Throw that in there. And, of course, enjoy watching football with the official Corona cooler made of stainless steel and perfect for any event. It even has a built-in bottle opener valued at $200. This is the cooler that all football fans are going to want. Everybody's going to be jealous when they see your cooler. And it's brought to you by Corona Extra. Our game day beach is back, baby. Always enjoy the game with Corona Extra, an official cerveza of the Los Angeles Rams. All right, coming up next, LZ.
Sir?
You and I always talk about all these old heads in the NBA. And they always talk about the game is too friendly. Well, now we got a young guy who actually agrees with the old heads. And he is an all-star. I'll tell you who he is on the other side. Coming up in 3 minutes. Sedano and LZ, 710 ESPN. The music is jamming today. Laura's on fire.
Here she is. But it's Friday, so, you know, she's trying to get ready.
You got to have a little extra on Friday, yeah, for sure.
You got glitter going on, girl? Got some glitter?
Not on right now, but later on tonight. You never know.
Okay, all right.
You never know what's going to happen. You better be careful. COVID don't care about glitter.
True. I'm safe, guys.
Okay. Is that the new app, like COVID free app for dating?
Yeah.
What? I don't know.
Oh, LZ, when Laura and Greg and I were doing the show in the midday, during the beginning of COVID, it was like maybe like a month or two into it. We were asking people like, you know, if you're single, like, what are you doing? You know, like to get going, you know, get your groove on. And right. People were calling in. Do you remember that, Laura? People were calling in telling us all sorts of things they were using. They were using all sorts of, like, apps and technology and Instagram. They were scouting people's Instagrams. Like, yep. It was crazy.
I will forever remember you 14 days, I'm 14 days. What's up?
Yeah, so a dude called in and said that he would hit up girls on his Instagram that he knew and be like, yo, I've been seeing you been in the house for 14 days. I've been in the house for 14 days. How about we just get together for 14 hours? You know?
So what is that? Like the corn, I mean?
Yeah. I mean, people have forgotten all that, though. They, you know, it feels like we are in one of these weird spots, man. Like, the Pac-12 is going to happen this weekend, but they got how many more games canceled, Greg?
2 games have been canceled already.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. Is the Pac-12 back, or is it just kind of like, I don't even know what's happening.
It's back-ish?
It's ish.
It's backish.
Well, this is what happens when you fail to plan.
Right?
Like, this stuff happens. And I'm going to watch games and just take them, like, in a vacuum.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to try and, like, compare them to, like, other teams. I don't care about your rankings. Mm-hmm. I don't care about your Heisman watch. I don't care about any of that other garbage. All these games this year for college football, those that I will watch will be just, like, singular little – like going to a movie.
Right.
like this.
Individual episodes.
Singular events. Exactly.
Yeah. I hear you. So I told you earlier that there was, you know, we always hear from the old timers in the NBA. Like, everybody's too friendly. Nobody, you know, we used to hate each other, blah, blah, blah. Well, John Wall came out this week on the, I think it was it Matt Barnes' podcast? It might have been. He was on somebody's podcast this week. And he said that dudes are too friendly. And, you know, LZ, I know this is one of these things that drives you nuts. Because it drives you nuts when the older dudes say it.
Yep.
But how do you feel about one of these young cats now saying that?
Well, I don't know what he means by too friendly. You know, I don't know what he means. Because, you know, as we saw from The Last Dance, like Jordan and Danny Ainge were going golfing during the postseason. Mm-hmm. So that seems pretty damn friendly to me. Mm-hmm. You know, Zeke and Magic are in the finals giving each other a peck on the cheek. Mm-hmm. That seems pretty friendly to me. Mm-hmm. So I need to, you know, I need Matty Barnes to tell me exactly what he means by too friendly, because as far as I can tell, you know, the guys seem to be pretty friendly back in the day too. Jordan hung out with Charles Oakley. Like, what does he mean by that?
Yeah. Now, it was on the No Chill podcast with our pal Gilbert Arenas. You know what? I'm going to hit Gil next week, and I'm going to have him on and talk to him about this. We got to talk to him about this. The only thing is, as Laura learned, remember the last time we had Gilbert Arenas, you better keep your finger close to the dump button. but we
Hibachi is still saucy.
It's still hot. It's still hot. It's still hot. So that's we're going to get Gil on. That's what we're going to do. We're going to get Gil on next week, and we're going to talk to him about this because I'm curious to see what his reaction to that was. Because here's the other thing. So John Wall says all this, and he literally is sitting there with Kevin Durant because they just worked out together. And then there was video of him earlier this week working out with James Harden. So what, to your point, what does friendly really mean?
Yeah, it's just like I get – the perspective that AAU ball has forged a much more visible relationship with each other from a very early age. I understand that, but it's not as if, you know, the guys from like the 80s and 90s didn't hang out during the season and certainly after the season.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're, you know, conflating the physicality of the game with friendliness. But it just seems as if it's just one more sort of way of saying somehow the way the game played now is not as good as the way it used to be.
Right. It almost feels like he's saying that it's softer now, which I don't know if I buy that necessarily. The game is much more complex than it was
way more a
number of years ago. Like when Jordan and those dudes were playing, like you couldn't play zone, right?
Right.
Like imagine those dudes having to play zone defense. They couldn't shoot back then.
I was just going to say, man, listen. I know that there used to be guys that would come in and foul, right? The Rick Mahorns, if you will, from the Detroit Pistons. Those dudes couldn't play in today's NBA.
Right.
Rick Mahorn would have literally no place in today's NBA. None.
Yeah.
There's nothing he can do in today's. And I'm a Detroit Piston fan, bad boy, blah, 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 blah. I can look at that squad and be like, okay, Zeke can play.
Right. Dumars.
Joe Dumars can play.
Right.
I don't know if John Sally can play.
What about Rodman?
I don't know.
He's like a specialist.
He's a specialist, but a 6'8 wing player in today's NBA needs to be able to shoot.
Yeah, and he couldn't do that.
And he couldn't do that.
Right.
John Sally, you know, really good player, great athlete. Them dudes need to be able to shoot. And put the ball on the floor.
I will say this, though. Rodman probably would be a good small ball center in today's NBA.
Draymond Green is way more skilled.
Correct.
Rodman's a better rebounder, but
Rodman was a good passer, though.
He was a decent passer.
Yeah.
He was a decent passer, but I would say that in terms of overall skill, the small ball center of Draymond Green, maybe even P.J. Tucker is more skilled when you think about the offensive side of the ball. Mm-hmm. So the game's different. There's different eras. And I'm the older I get and the more that I observe and witness, the more I hate comparing the different eras because it's just like the dudes that we think would have laid wood on LeBron James. You know, I hear that all the time. LeBron wouldn't have been able to play back in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Yeah, that's.
I just think it's ridiculous. And then the argument is, oh, so-and-so would have D'd him up. Man, Scottie Pippen is too skinny to guard LeBron James.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I love Scotty.
And I love Scotty.
Yeah.
But he was like 6'7" and what, 220?
Right. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. I mean,
that's Paul George.
I think, look, Scottie Pippen is probably D'ing him up to the point where it would make things tough on LeBron, because Scottie Pippen is a better defender than Andre Iguodala, and Andre Iguodala won a Finals MVP because he made LeBron inefficient, right? Like, that's probably the best way to describe it.
That's the best way to describe it, inefficient. But the ideal of lockdown.
Yeah, no.
Stop.
No, no.
Stop. They're just
not.
Different eras.
Yeah.
You know, just appreciate what we have.
Agreed. Agreed wholeheartedly. All right, we're going to break. We're going to come up next and talk to Cap. The Scott Kaplan Show is coming up after us, and we'll do a little crosstalk with Cap in 2 minutes. There it is, crosstalk. He actually called you LC by accident there, too.
He did. He threw shade at me twice. He questioned both my work as well as my name.
Cap,
all tucked in a Morales intro.
I know. Morales is a bleepster. There is that. There is no question about that. So, is Cap there?
What exactly does Cap do when he's not on?
Oh, look at the shade. I love it. Oh, shade. Yeah.
The shade has two faces.
Yeah, it does. It does do that. This game has been fantastic, by the way. They scored two more touchdowns to start the third quarter. Good Lord.
I'm watching. I'm like going, oh, so y'all just said we ain't doing no defense today.
No defense. It is 31-24, this NC State-Miami game, with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. They've scored 14 points the first 7 minutes.
Who's coaching? Sean McVay?
Yeah, right. And Kyle Shanahan. Well, not Kyle Shanahan, because they got a lot of defense.
Or Mike Martz. It
is crazy, man. This game has been fun.
Are we watching the number one and number two teams against each other?
No, number 11 versus unranked.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah. Hey, Cap, there you are.
What's up, Cap?
Hi, gentlemen. Are you guys talking Miami, North Carolina State?
Yeah, we're just watching it because it's like a video game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good game. Fun game to watch.
Yeah, they're wolf-packing the score. That's what they're doing.
That's crazy.
This is a good game.
So, Cap, I heard Morales' intro, and I like to think of myself as a sunny person, but you threw shade at me.
I did?
Yes, multiple times.
How?
Do you want to play the open again for Cap so he can hear it? Do we have it there so he can just listen to it? And that way there's – Morales is a bleepster. That's what I like to call him around here.
Yes.
He likes to stir it up. He likes to stir the pot. He likes to get us all to have the infighting. Because, look, Cap, you've been a part of a lot of great radio stations. You know that the infighting and the bickering and the silliness – is what makes everything great. All right, let me hear it. Let's hear the intro so we can actually address this properly.
It's time for Crosstalk, the second edition of 710's Crosstalk. We need a name for this one. This is when Sedano and LZ are joined by Scott Kaplan.
This is when Sedano and LZ fade. Do we fade like Mason and Ireland fade, do you think, LZ?
Darn it, Sedano, I told you not to steal my bits.
No, dog,
we just
want to
get faded.
We shift.
You know what? Just for that, we're going to bring this up. What does LZ have to say about these comments from Monday from Scott Kaplan?
But we're glad to have you, Cap. You have time for us.
I'm glad to be here. I have a question. What exactly, and maybe everybody knows this and I should know this, but what is it exactly that LC leaves and does?
God, I love to stir it up, don't I? It's time for the 6:55 crosstalk, or whatever time it is, right now.
And you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles. So, go ahead, LZ. Now you can address this with Cap. Go right ahead.
Well, do you deny the shade that was clearly thrown?
Can we define shade?
What exactly does LZ do, or LC do, when he's not here?
That was just that could have been a slip of the tongue.
No, right, no, I'm actually glad you're calling me out on the LC, because I feel like something's shifting in my mouth. I feel like my teeth are moving. And I feel like at times, like there are times where I catch myself saying things, and like next thing I know, I hear a whistle. I don't know what's going on inside my mouth. I felt the same way.
I can explain this. All right. So what happens is, as you get older, some people's teeth do shift. And I know this because I have multiple friends and even family members who their teeth, they had to get braces for the back of their teeth. Now you can do Invisalign or whatever, all that stuff. But that does happen. So maybe you should go to an orthodontist and check that out.
I'm telling you, when I heard that the other day myself, I said, gosh, it makes it sound like I called LC. So
well, now I feel bad now because I didn't realize you had a medical condition. My bad, dog. My bad.
Wait, but wait, there's more. There's more. Because the fact is, I didn't think of it as shade, but you accepted it as shade. So let me ask respectfully, LZ, when you, I see you on CNN at times, where were you out? And I'm sorry for not knowing, because I would have watched every second. I like to read all your stuff in the LA Times. Where were you? What were you doing?
So let's see. So I missed Monday and Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So Monday, I actually was at the Lakers polling station in Crenshaw, observing and interviewing people for a piece, and also just doing basic reporting in terms of how the Lakers were utilizing their resources to help during this election. And then on Tuesday's election day, and I no longer am with CNN, I left to go to ABC, and so I was here in Arizona reporting and obviously being engaged with the election process. And I've been doing that nonstop all this week from Arizona, because Arizona, as it turns out, is a huge player in this year's election. So I got the little studio set up, blah, 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 blah. That's why I haven't missed any days. But Monday was strictly about travel. And then Tuesday, I just needed to be focused in on the results as they were coming in.
Let me interject here for a second. Real quick.
Please.
I'm sorry. LZ, I've known you now for like 5 years, okay?
Yes, sir.
And in those 5 years, you have bounced between ABC News and CNN News like three times. Like, you just pit them against each other every time your deal is up?
You know, yeah, how's that work?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually.
Okay, fair enough. That's it. That could just be the answer.
That's the answer.
You have gone back and forth between those two entities multiple times since I've known you.
Yeah, so basically that is true. It's sort of like both companies, I'm very blessed that they both like my work.
Right.
And when my deal's up, it is kind of like LeBron. It's like, right, okay, you know, gun for hire. What do you want?
Okay, fair enough.
I love it. So did you know that Arizona, or did you sense that Arizona was going to be the player that it became? And when I say player, you know, I watch this, LZ, tonight, my TVs, I've got San Diego State and San Jose State, a game that's being played in the LA Galaxy Stadium on one TV, and I've got Miami, North Carolina State on another TV. I'm turning away from it all tonight. I don't care. Declare a winner. I'm good with however everybody decided. I voted. It's all good. I'm good. Everybody decide and let's move on, in my opinion. But so did you know that Arizona was going to become this kind of a player? Because I even was watching CNN and there was a woman who's a journalist who was there, and she was inside the building. She's like, yo, downstairs, there's like an angry group of people and they're all armed and we're trying to figure our way out of this place. So did you know it was going to be like that?
I had a sense during the summer of uprisings and protests and things of that nature. I spent a lot of time talking to the owners of teams here in the Phoenix, Maricopa County area. Owner of the Cardinals, Michael Bidwell, contracted coronavirus, so spent time talking to him about what he went through, but also representatives from like the Coyotes and the Suns, the D-backs, you know, Arizona State, and, you know, like many states in this country, you can find out a lot about how the electorate is going based upon, you know, their interactions with their teams. And I knew from my conversations with them, as well as the sheriff, that there was a philosophical shift for this one particular period in time. So I'm not overwhelmingly surprised that Arizona's a player. We don't know how it's going to pan out. But just like, you know, George and I talked about during our show, how sports has been a big player in terms of opening up its doors to being a polling place, they were also really important in terms of, you know, conversations about everything else, policies, race issues, et cetera. And I just knew from my discussions with these teams that Arizona, particularly this county that we all live in, something was occurring. And so I'm not surprised at all by what we see today.
Mm. Hey, George, did you see LZ go after Herschel Walker today on Twitter?
I did. We talked about it. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Well, I said you should have laid on the joke that, hey, I'm sure the Vikings – because, okay, for those that don't know, Herschel Walker was saying that all the seven states in question or whatever should go out and everyone should go and vote again. And it's like, dog, there's a pandemic. And it's like, so LZ laid into him. And I said, LZ, you should have thrown in that I'm sure the Vikings also regret that deal that they made for Herschel Walker to the Cowboys. And they'd like a do-over as well.
Excuse me for 1 minute, but just to be clear, this Miami North Carolina
insane.
State game is
it's
getting
insane.
More, it's insane. Getting more
it's
bizarre.
Insane.
By the second.
It's 31 all with 5 minutes left in the third.
Right. So Miami goes down the field, down 31-24 in like 2 minutes to score and tie the game up at 31. Miami kicks it off on the subsequent kickoff, and then North Carolina State runs it back for a touchdown. This game is bonkers.
It's absolutely bonkers. And the one thing that's pretty clear at this point now is that defense is just a suggestion.
Right.
Like, you don't see anyone on the sidelines on the defensive side of the ball yelling at each other. You don't see any defensive coordinator saying, get your stuff together. You don't see any of that. It's just celebrations. We scored. Okay, let's go back out.
Right. There's new rules of COVID. No tackling is one of them.
Yeah, clearly.
This is crazy. That's a good way to
crazy game.
37-31 with 4:45 left to go in the third. Crazy.
Oh man, they're going to both score easily. Both go over 50 points in this game.
Yeah, like, this is a 100-point game.
Yeah, for sure. Like, if you got the over, good for you. So, Cap, let me ask you this question.
Yes, sir.
Macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm. Are you eating with a spoon or a fork?
Fork.
Okay, good.
Yeah, fork.
You're a good man.
You're an adult.
Yeah. I forgive you for the shade now.
Oh, sorry about that. By the way, I'm one of your biggest fans. I should know this. And I didn't know about ABC, and I still feel bad. I want to go back and watch. There must be clips on YouTube. I'd be so curious to see what you did.
No. It's all fine. I mean, basically, what you saw in a tweet to Herschel Walker is what I do for ABC.
Oh, we do have another food question. That's true. Laura just reminded me.
Okay.
Where are you on mayonnaise?
Where am I on mayonnaise?
Yeah.
I can say I don't have any mayonnaise in my house.
Okay. Good start. That's good a start. Great start. Yes.
I would say that if I were getting like a sandwich somewhere, you know, like I'd want mayonnaise, but I would like have guilt about it.
Right.
So on rare occasions, I might say a little bit of light mayo, maybe.
Okay. I could forgive light mayo.
But I also want to say light mayo means light application of real mayo, not the lighter version of mayo. Because if you're going to have mayo, have real mayo. How do you guys feel about it?
I say no to mayo in 2020. It's part of my campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, when given a choice, I would much rather a spicy mustard as the lubrication with my sandwich as opposed
mm-hmm.
to mayo.
Mm-hmm. My girlfriend is anti-mayo because she, in her early 20s, was a waitress in like a sports bar kind of restaurant, and the mayo, she said, would sit there. And then,
oh,
like,
my God.
Like later in the day, it would get like yellowy at the top and like kind of crunchy-ish. Like we talked about the cheese the other day, how Velveeta is not really cheese. And so she's completely anti-mayo.
I like your girlfriend.
Yeah, she's cool.
What's her name?
Her name's Rachel. You would like her, dude. You would like her. She's like I really like her.
I'm assuming so.
Yeah. Like this is a different deal for me. You know, this is like post divorce. I heard you guys talking earlier with a dude from LAFC, and you guys were like, he said, well, you know, you only get to do this once, right? And I was like on the other end of the radio going, no, bro. No, bro.
Listen, I let him have his moment, Scott, because I knew he was young. Yeah. So I just fed into it. Yeah, this is the last time. Once you do it once, it's forever.
I was like, well, statistically, brother, this is one of at least two, you know?
I said, you do know The Notebook was not a documentary, right?
Yeah, I thought that was really funny.
What do you got coming up tonight, Cap?
Well, it's Friday night, and I'm getting ready this weekend for a lot of college football, a lot of NFL football. George, I'm sure you know my friend JT the Brick from Raiders Radio Network in Las Vegas. He's going to come on and talk about the Raiders who are coming to their vacation home, SoFi Stadium, this Sunday. So I'm going to talk to JT from Raiders Radio Network. Mike Bone, the athletic director from USC, is going to be here to discuss tomorrow morning's 9 a.m. kickoff at the Coliseum.
Sweet Jesus.
Would you go to a game if a college football game was at 9 a.m.? Would you go?
You know what I would do? I would go, provided I didn't go to bed on Friday night.
Mm.
And I can just roll right into the game.
Well, you could start tailgating at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
But I'm not waking up to go tailgate. But if I'm at the club and then I hook up and then it's like I could do the walk of shame right to the stadium, then yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It needs to be one thing leads it to the other, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Mark Schlereth from Fox Sports is going to be here. He's actually calling this Raiders game this weekend. And then my man Spiro Dedis is going to talk to me a little bit later on tonight about the NBA. And boy, I don't want to talk to Spiro about the game he's got to call this weekend. He's got Houston and Jacksonville, two 1-6 football teams.
Yikes.
I know.
Yikes. Well, listen, I don't know Spiro, but I do know Mark and JT. Send them my love.
I will do that. I will.
All right. Cap, have a great show and have a great weekend, man.
Oh, wait, excuse me. One quick thing, just so you know, LZ, just so you know.
Sir?
I don't know that you realize that last week you earned the honor of making it onto my man crush list, and that was last week's man crush. And then, George, I don't know if you realize this. Otherwise, I think you would have said thank you. George, you came in at number 3 last night on this week's man crush list. So congratulations to both of you guys.
Someone needs to post this on social media so I know where we stand there from a week-to-week basis.
Right.
Wait, how do you get on the man crush list? Is there a camera that I don't know about?
So the man crush list are guys who I admire for some reason. Example, number 5 yesterday was Tom Brady. I love guys who are willing to take risks. I love that he's bringing Antonio Brown. Yeah. I love that he's living with Antonio Brown. So that was 5. Number 4 was Kurt Warner, because LZ, when you were out, George and I had Kurt Warner on, and we talked about the movie that's being made about his life, and just I love Kurt Warner. George came in at 3 because I got to play your role, LZ, for 2 days, which meant I didn't really do much other than kind of feed off George, which I loved. And number 2 was Anthony Lynn, because Anthony Lynn brings me so much pleasure every Sunday when he finds some new exotic way to choke a lead away.
Oh, jeez. Come on.
And then number one was my man Drew Brees, who's very often at the top of my list, because Drew Brees, the Saints beat the Bears, helping me win a bet. And so a friend of mine had to do like a hot sauce challenge and had to use this hot sauce called the Bomb. And 30 seconds in, he was like, this is no big deal. 15 minutes later, he was complaining of his teeth being in pain. So Breeze helped me win, so I didn't have to take that bet. You know, I didn't have to pay it off.
Will Greg Bergman ever make the man crush list?
It's possible. It's possible. When he starts sending the schedule to everybody and he gets the month right. Like today, he sent a schedule for the rest of November and December, and it's in September. He's like, here's the schedule for September.
Listen, every time he sends out a schedule, there is easily at least a few mistakes. You need to stop copying and pasting, Greg. Just absolutely just write it. Just
fresh
write
copy,
it.
Baby. Fresh copy.
You two are the only ones that have ever complained about the one little tiny.
Oh, No. That is not true. What you don't know is that the rest of us just talk behind your back.
Oh, that's just not even nice then. Why? You got to say it to my face. I expect it from you, LZ, to my face.
Can't say it to your face during COVID.
Yeah.
Well, you know, to the phone.
I might lose draft picks if I did that.
Oh, I feel like I know what's in the next open, that's for sure.
Can't wait.
All right, Cap, have a great weekend, man, and a great show.
Back to you guys.
Happy Easter, according to Greg.
Yeah
exactly. yes, no doubt. All right, see ya. We're done here. Cap's coming up next. LZ, excellent work as always.
You, brother.
Greg, excellent work despite you not knowing what day or month it is. Laura, you as well. Thanks to the callers. Thanks to Max for stopping by. And Mac. We had Max and Mac. Kaplan. Scott Kaplan shows up next. Have a great weekend.